is an agenda for a special assembly meeting. So, Tina, you want to do a roll call?
Denise?
Here.
Brenda?
Here.
Josie?
I'm here.
Carol?
Here.
Chris?
Here.
Warren?
Here.
Paul? Paul Grenholt?
He's in the air, probably.
Yeah. Daly?
Here.
Samantha?
Here.
And Tom wasn't able to make it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We have a quorum. We need a motion to adopt the agenda.
Make a motion, Warren.
Thank you, Warren.
This is Denise. I'll second.
Thank you, Denise. So are there any additions or corrections anybody sees to the agenda?
This is Carol. Could I ask a question or make a motion or something to add?
Remember, it's a special meeting. We can't add anything.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
Okay. So, if there's no comments on the agenda, no objections, it'll stand as written. Thank you. Anyone have a conflict of interest or a need to declare?
This is Denise. I work on the admin through Sandpoint Police Department. It has to do with the investigator's leases position. So just throwing that out there.
Okay. So I know you have a position in the Sandpoint Police Department, and you do not have vested interest in the item on the agenda dealing with the Anchorage Airport interdiction team officer, so I will rule that you are good to go. You can vote on that item.
Perfect, thank you.
Any others?
Yeah, Warren here. I noticed there's the City of King Cove appropriation there on the budget. Just want to, because I'm on the city council, I just want to put that out there.
Okay. Thank you, Warren. And I don't think you have any direct financial gain or anything for this, so I think you're safe to vote. And that comes up?
Yep. Yeah, thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Okay, if there's no others, do we have any public comments and agenda items? That would be for Laura.
No comments on agenda items. I do have public comments for later on during the public hearing, Ordinance 2009.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
So before us, we have a public hearing on Ordinance 2009, adopting the operating capital budget for the Aleutians East Borough fiscal year 2021. So we need a motion and a second to bring it on the floor and open it for public hearing.
I make a motion, this is Chris, that we bring it to the floor.
Thank you, Chris.
I'll second this is Josie.
Thank you, Josie. Annie, you want to take this one?
Yes, Mayor Osterbach, in assembly before you is Ordinance 2009 adopting the operating capital budget for fiscal year 2021. The FY21 draft budget was introduced at the May 14th, 2020 assembly meeting, and the second reading and public hearing is now before you. Administration did conduct an in-depth review of the borough's anticipated revenues and expenditures and is recommending a conservative budget for FY21. As discussed at the last meeting on April 6th, the governor signed into law the FY21 state budget, and in that he did veto the municipal school bond debt at 100% and the harbor bond debt at 100%, stating he would replace those funds with COVID-19 monies. It's now clear that that has been unable to happen. Therefore, administration recommends not including these funds in the borough's FY21 budget. Also, due to the changes within the fisheries and possible impacts due to COVID-19, we anticipate a decrease in FY21 fish tax revenues at about $750,000. So we're estimating the revenues for fish tax in FY21 at $2,350,000. All of the departments have reviewed their budgets and made adjustments to meet the anticipated needs for FY21. Per the budget before you, the expected FY21 revenue is $6,269,000. The expected FY21 expenditures is $6,644,332. And then there's a transfer of $766,916 to the helicopter operation, and there would be a surplus of $16,500 for the Cold Bay Terminal, which leads to an expected FY21 deficit of $1,125,748. This does assume, as I mentioned, 0% in school bond debt and harbor bond debt, a 1.4% cost of living increase for the employees, and funding education at $800,000. On May 12th, 2020, the school district did request a borough contribution of $900,000. This would include, considering that the FY21 revenues are estimated to increase, but not to the same extent as the expenditures. So contractual salaries increased based on historical trends. Healthcare coverage costs increased, as do the cost of utilities. So they've tried to make some adjustments there, but they've requested $900,000, which is $100,000 more than what we currently have before you in the proposed budget. So if the Assembly would like to increase the school district contribution, a motion will need to be made to do so, and this would change the borough's deficit from $1,125,748 to $1,225,748. Also, in order to compensate...
Hey, Annie?
Yes.
Hey, Chris, here, on that, on the school asking for that amount, I know we probably don't know yet, but is there going to be any money left over from this last school year with the situation we had with the school being shut down?
I do not know the answer to that, but we can ask and get that information to you.
Okay, thank you.
So in order to compensate for the deficit, administration is recommending that we take funds out of the general fund balance. This is a short-term fix, which is not sustainable since funds are limited. But throughout the next year, administration will be looking at long-term solutions, whether it's new sources of revenue and additional cuts, or where we can make some efficiencies for FY22. In the packet is just a reference to show the comparison if the state did, if they don't fund, which they're not currently, the harbor bond debt and the school bond debt, there's that where we get the $1,125,000 deficit. But if they do fund it, that deficit would decrease to $87,000. So we will be asking the state and lobbying for the harbor bond debt and school bond debt to be included. The next part in here is just going through every single area in the budget for revenues and expenditures, and it lists where those changes have been made. I will open that up to any questions or any recommendations for changes by the Assembly at this time. Okay, well, hearing none, the other items in this is our recommendation for FY21 permanent fund earning appropriation recommendations, which will be addressed in Resolution 20-64. But this is what we're recommending for the $1,724,449 of permanent fund earning funds. And then also in here is the community FY21 community budget request that we received and how we recommend funding that as well. Mayor Osterbeck, if there's any questions, comments, or suggested changes, please let me know.
Okay. Thank you, Annie, for the explanations of all of that. I think that was pretty clear. So at this time, I'll go ahead and open the public hearing on Ordinance 20-09.
Yes, Mayor Osterbeck, if I may, this is Laura. I do have public comments from City of King Cove, Mayor Henry Mack. And
okay,
if I may, it's regarding a request for King Cove drug officer funding. I'll go ahead and read the letter. Dear Mayor Osterbeck and Assembly members, the City of King Cove supports the late request from the City of Sandpoint for $93,162 for another year of AEB funding for investigator Thomas Sleese to participate as an integral part of the Anchorage Airport interdiction team. However, I respectfully request that as part of the Assembly's consideration of adding this late funding request to its FY21 budget for the City of Sandpoint, that you endorse and recommend the Assembly include partial funding for our long-term drug officer and drug dog in King Cove. King Cove Officer Brad Schneider has been doing a great job for our community in this very important role for many years. He also continues to provide key support to investigators Sleese and others on the Anchorage Airport interdiction team for illicit drug activities in King Cove, Sandpoint, and Cold Bay. My specific request to AEB is to fund one-third of Officer Schneider's salary for FY21 in the amount of $30,660. This funding could come from project contingency amount indicated in AEB's FY21 permanent fund earnings budget. I believe this request is reasonable and fair when considering the value of both Investigator Sleese and Officer Schneider to their respective communities and AEB. Finally, due to timing and the current AEB meeting format, I'm also sending this request directly to all Assembly members. Please let me know if you wish to discuss any aspect of this request prior to the meeting. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for that, Laura. Do you have any other written requests that were sent in to you for this?
No, Mayor Osterbeck, none other have come in. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for the public comment.
Thank you.
Any other public comments? Okay. Thank you. I'll now close the public comment period and open it up one last time for Assembly comment.
Mr. Mayor, this is Carol.
Go ahead, Carol.
I would like us just to stay. We've funded the school district at $800,000 for the last however many years, and whenever they've needed something extra, we've always given it to them at a later date when it needs. And I think the way the state is right now and the communities are right now and with all that's going on, and we're cutting back and cutting back and cutting back. I'd like to keep the school district at $800,000, seeing it's already in the budget that way. We know if we need to give them money later on, where we could take it from. And my thought is we just leave it the way it is and let's see how everything pans out. And, I mean, we've never told the school district no.
Okay. Thank you, Carol. Any other Assembly comments on the budget?
This is Chris here.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with Carol, and that's kind of why I asked to see if there was going to be any money left over from this last year. I know that, we had Sandpoint boys that were going to go to state and our girls that were going to go to state, and so that money was never used in the sports program. So I'm just kind of curious to see how much money, they're going to have left over after we get all the invoices with this closure.
Okay. Thank you. Other Assembly comments? All righty. Hearing none. Andy, do you have any other comments?
No, I don't have any more. There was one item brought up at the assembly workshop regarding that assembly member Grunholt brought up regarding travel decrease. I didn't know if anybody wanted to discuss that. I know he's not on the phone, which is why I'm bringing it up.
Okay. Thank you for that. Hearing no other comments, I am to bring the Ordinance 2009 to a vote after a second reading. Tina?
Carol?
A vote.
Carol?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Dulce?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Samantha? Samantha?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you for that. So we're on to item 6, which is introduction of Ordinance 20-11, authorizing the mayor to negotiate and execute a sublease within the Cold Bay Terminal for air transportation services, Alaska Airlines. Annie? Oh, wait first. We need a motion and a second.
Motion, Warren.
Thank you, Warren.
I'll second that. This is Josie.
Thank you, Josie. Okay. Annie?
Yes, Mayor. So back in assembly, before you use Ordinance 2011, Alaska Airlines began passenger transportation to Cold Bay on May 16, 2020. Due to the urgency, the assembly passed Emergency Ordinance 20-10 at the May 14, 2020 assembly meeting, authorizing the mayor to negotiate and execute a sublease within the Cold Bay Terminal for air transportation services. Ordinance 20-10 became effective immediately upon adoption and will only remain in effect for 60 days. The sublease agreement between Alaska Airlines and the borough was signed and executed on May 15, 2020, and Alaska Airlines officially began service on May 16th. Administration is now introducing Ordinance 20-11 to the Assembly for review and consideration, which will supersede Emergency Ordinance 20-10 and stay in effect for perpetuity. So this is just going to supersede the prior one that was only in effect for 60 days and allow this to remain in place forever. Any questions?
Okay. Thank you, Annie. If there are no questions, since this is the introduction of Ordinance 20-11, schedule for the July, I believe it's a July 9th regular meeting. So, question on the motion?
Chris?
Yes.
Warren?
Yeah.
Carol?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Josie?
Yes.
Samantha?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carries.
Thank you. So next items on the agenda are resolutions, which there are three of. And we need a motion and a second to bring Resolution 20-64 to the floor, authorizing the mayor to appropriate FY21 permanent fund earnings to designated project.
Move to adopt, Warren.
Thank you, Warren.
This is Denise. I'll second.
Thank you, Denise. Annie?
Yes, Mayor Osterbeck and Assembly. Before you is Resolution 2064, authorizing the mayor to appropriate the FY21 permanent fund earnings to designated projects. The borough is authorized to appropriate funds from the permanent fund account to the general fund. The Assembly, in its discretion and consistent with our code, Chapter 6.04.041, may in any fiscal year appropriate an amount not to exceed 4% of the five-year average fund market value to be computed using the five prior calendar years market value. I may have repeated myself there. But anyway, this was done to attempt to smooth effects of market volatility and preserve the purchasing power of the fund. Over the past 2 years, the borough has been appropriating the earnings from the permanent fund and then appropriating the earnings to projects. These projects and their corresponding appropriations are entered into Fund 20. Administration has discussed the distribution of the permanent fund earnings in FY21 with Alaska Permanent Capital Management. APCM has stated, although market volatility has been extremely high, these types of moves were simulated during the strategic planning process because we know the markets can experience exogenous shocks such as COVID-19. The moves we have seen thus far within those modeling parameters indicating the permanent fund's ability to achieve long-term return objectives and has not the long-term objectives have not been derailed. Therefore, contingent upon the approval of Ordinance 2009, which was just passed for the fiscal year or budget for fiscal year 2021, administration recommends the distribution of $1,724,449 in permanent fund earnings in FY21 for designated projects. Borough administration recommends appropriation of the permanent fund earnings to projects outlined in the borough's strategic plan, the borough's maintenance needs, and community budget request items. The recommended appropriations are outlined in the agenda statement, but these include $100,000 for the City of Accutane Tsunami Community Shelter, which was a community budget request, the City of Cold Bay Community Education Support in an amount of $41,200, which was also a community education, a community budget request, City of Cold Bay Loader Purchase in the amount of $10,000, the City of False Pass Front End Loader in the amount of $22,152, and the City of King Cove Delta Creek Turbine Runner Replacement in the amount of $51,648. These were all community budget requests. It also, in this, recommends $75,000 for the Cold Bay Clinic. Due to COVID-19, we did postpone the project until 2021, and due to that postponement, there has been cost increase, which this will cover. $250,000 for deferred maintenance. This is on the borough strategic plan and will allow the borough to fix schools and or other borough assets as needed. Fisheries research in the amount of $150,000, which is also on the borough strategic plan. The Sandpoint and Accutane Harbor floats in the amount of $800,000, which will be used as a match for the federal grant or state grants that we have applied or are applying for. $100,000 addition to Subdepartment 807 for the Sandpoint School grant. If the grant, the CETA grant we're applying for is approved, a 35% match will be required, so this will start going towards that. And $124,449 addition to the AEB project contingency line item. So that's also outlined in Exhibit A, which is behind the resolution. And with that, if there's any questions, please let me know.
Okay. Thank you, Annie. Questions for Annie? Hearing none. Question on the motion?
Denise?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dulcie?
Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Haley?
Yes.
Samantha?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you. Next on the agenda, excuse me. We need a motion and a second to bring Resolution 20-65 to the floor, Assembly approving a plat of Hoodoo's Fishing Lodge Airstrip, a re-subdivision of Interim Conveyance 167.
This is Chris. I make a motion. I guess I'll second it.
Second by Chris. Move by. Okay, thank you. Annie, you probably want Ernie to go through this one?
Yes, I'll defer to Ernie, please.
Thank you, Annie. Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Assembly. Included under this agenda item is this memo, the draft plat, re-subdividing Interim Conveyance 167, which is owned by the Nelson Lagoon Corporation, and adds two tracts of approximately 18.31 acres adjacent to U.S. Survey 9314, which is owned by Hoodoo Lodge on the, it's on the Sapsuck River. And then following the draft plat is the resolution that would approve the plat. At the last meeting, May 14th, the Assembly convened as the Aleutians East Borough Platting Board per municipal code to consider this plat and forwarded it to yourselves, the Assembly, for approval at this meeting. At the Platting Board meeting, Paul Butch Gunderson, president of the Nelson Lagoon Corporation, was made available to speak with you, and I've also had at least a short discussion with Rod Hsu, the owner of Hoodoo Lodge. They're hoping to have this plat move forward and to help with a sale from the Nelson Lagoon Corporation to Hoodoo Lodge to make improvements to the multi-directional airstrip. There's going to be a slow time, we expect, during this season at the lodge, and he's hoping to make use of that time to make improvements. He's going to need to get a borough resource development land use permit before improvements are permitted. And so if you pass this resolution, we will go ahead and make a final copy, and signatures will be put on it, and it'll be submitted to the appropriate agencies. Thank you.
Thank you, Ernie. Questions for Ernie on this resolution?
Yeah, Warren here, question.
Go ahead, Warren.
Hey, Ernie, on this land over here, now, we're not under any wilderness or wetlands. And I know he's putting a runway in. There's going to be, potential for runoff into that river, stuff like that. Now, if we go ahead and go through it just and approve it, and then something else comes up, it's going to be their problem, our problem, or what do you think will happen there?
Great question, Warren. I'm not exactly sure, but it'll be an agreement between two entities that aren't the borough. And I don't believe, I'm not looking at a map right now, but I don't believe there's any strict prohibition right there. There are in other places, certainly. But I don't think it's designated critical habitat right there.
Oh, okay. But we all know that is a critical stream that they are working around there for the, for the residents of Nelson Lagoon to be working on that Sapsuck River. So I'm sure that the precautions are going to be taken, but we just want this one to go over our head and say, oh, man, we messed up. We killed off the run because we have an accident or something.
Well, that's definitely a great point, Warren. Thanks. And I would, if Tina has any other additional information, I would defer to her, but we'll certainly make that mention to both the corporation and to Hoodoo Lodge.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you. That's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Thank you, Warren. Other comments? Hearing none. Question on the motion?
Warren?
Yeah.
Carol?
Did you say Brenda?
No, Carol.
I said Carol. Carol?
Oh,
I'm on mute. Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Chelsea?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Samantha?
Yes.
Haley?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you for that. I think when you're on mute, you're just supposed to, like, shake your head. So, before us, we have Resolution 20-66, Assembly accepting coronavirus relief funds in the amount of $3,723,853.74 for costs that are necessary expenditures incurred due to public health emergencies with respect to the coronavirus disease 2019, COVID-19, from the Alaska Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. We need a motion and a second to bring it on the floor.
I'll make a motion, Mrs. Josie.
Thank you, Josie.
I'll second, Denise.
Thank you, Denise. Annie?
Yes, Mayor, Director and Assembly, before you is Resolution 2066 regarding accepting COVID-19 or CARES Act funds in the amount of $3,723,853.74. So the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, which I'll refer to as CARES Act, was passed by Congress and signed into law by President Trump on March 27, 2020. The CARES Act established the Coronavirus Relief Fund and appropriate $150 billion to the fund. Under the CARES Act, the fund is to be used to make payments for specified uses to states and certain local governments, the District of Columbia, and U.S. territories and tribal governments. The CARES Act provides that payments from the fund may only be used to cover the costs that, one, are necessary expenditures incurred due to the public health emergency with respect to COVID-19, two, were not accounted for in the budget most recently approved as of March 27, 2020 for the state or government, which would be the borough's FY20 budget. Three, were incurred during the period that begins on March 1st, 2020 and ends on December 30th, 2020. The Alaska Legislative Budget and Audit Committee has approved the governor's proposed distribution plan for CARES Act funding to local governments. Therefore, the borough has been allocated $3,753,853.74, which is broken out into three payments. The first payment is in the amount of $1,458,775.74. The second payment and the third payment are the same amount in the amount of $1,132,539. Should the borough choose to accept these monies, the funds will be distributed following the execution of a grant agreement with the state and approval of this resolution. Once the funds are received, the borough will deposit them in a designated AMLIP portfolio to closely track expenses and any interest earned. Consistent with the terms of the grant agreement, the borough will be required to submit a report and provide evidence that it has spent 80% of the first distribution before the next distribution will become available. Therefore, the borough will have to expend $1,167,021 of the first payment to receive the second payment. Administration is in the process of determining how these funds can be used. Our understanding is that these funds can be used to support schools, hospitals, nonprofits, businesses, and individuals in need if they meet specified criteria, and can be transferred to communities. It is very clear that these funds cannot be used to replace lost revenue and will not make up for the vetoes the governor had proposed using the CARES Act funds for. The borough initially plans on using CARES Act funds to cover expenditures related to salary and fringe benefit costs for employees who spend 51% or more of their time on COVID-19 related items, reimbursement for any legal fees associated with COVID-19, and personal protection equipment, supplies, and other items that we've purchased related to COVID-19. We are looking at other items which also could would include converting the Coal Bay School into a Coal Bay Support Annex and non-congregate shelter project, which we're looking into right now and will be presented to the Assembly at a later date. But essentially, due to COVID-19, with Raven's bankruptcy, Alaska Airlines coming in, the traffic through Coal Bay has increased dramatically, and currently there is no place for the parties to really be social distance and quarantine needs if needed. So that will be presented to you at a later date as we do more research. But and then other options, possibly it was brought up at the assembly workshop, maybe chartering planes, which we'd have to look into. And also we will be working with the school district and Eastern Aleutian tribes to see if our funds can cover some of their expenditures that might not be covered under their CARES Act pots of money. So with that, if there's any questions, please let me know.
Thank you, Annie. Questions for Annie?
This is Denise. When will the payments be received? It looks like there's first, second, third payment.
So I believe we'll get it pretty much almost immediately after we submit the grant agreement to the state of Alaska. I've heard it's a pretty quick turnaround, but I don't have
an exact
date. Okay. I think we'll get the first payment first, and then as we expend the funds, the other monies would be deposited in my account.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I think that was Paul saying he was back. You got it.
Hey, Paul, this is Sam. Can you hear me?
Just hang on a minute, Sam. Paul, could you put yours on mute? I hear a windstorm or something. Go ahead, Sam.
Oh, I just wanted to say we've got a plane coming in right now that I need to go down to, so I might miss the rest of the meeting.
Okay. Any other comments?
Okay, well, I'll talk to you guys later. Thank you.
Yeah, Warren here.
Go ahead, Warren.
Yeah, Annie, on the on this funding now, this is coming from the state, and it's for COVID, and we get all the money. And who are we going to answer to, Juno or the federal government or for what we use the money for?
Yeah, so actually it's U.S. Treasury funds that are being routed through the state, which then are being routed to local governments. So ultimately we'll have to abide by the state of Alaska regulations, which is outlined in the grant agreement, but ultimately what the funds can and can't be used for are determined by the U.S. Treasury. And it's really actually pretty vague in their explanation, so we have to really be careful as we move forward that the expenditures we want to use it for are covered so we can avoid being audited and possibly paying these out of our own pockets. So we're really looking into it, making sure all the expenditures that we will request reimbursement for qualify.
Yeah, okay. On that comment you made there about old school and Kobe, if we could get that to be the funds appropriate for such as you explained, it would be a big plus for hauling passengers through Kobe with the volume that they get when in that terminal with up to 150 passengers. You never know when you're going to get that, so. And then for a shelter, that would be ideal for if we could use some of those funds for that. And that's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Warren. Other questions?
This is Chris.
Hi, and Assembly.
Oh, hold on a minute. I heard two people. I heard Chris. So, Chris, you want to go ahead?
Yeah. On this money that we're going to receive, we as the assembly, we're going to be able to see the requests that are being made with this money before it finally gets approved.
This is Annie. Yes, I think originally, just so you're aware, the ones I will be asking for pretty much immediately will be salary reimbursement, legal fees, and personal protection, like supply things, because I know for sure those count, and we can ask for those funds pretty much after month end. So we'll start asking for those. But anything that's bigger, such as conversion of the school or any transfers to Eastern Aleutian Tribes or the school district would come before you for approval.
Okay, yeah, and I'm kind of on the same page with Warren there, too. Yeah, we definitely need to look to see what we can do to help Cold Bay, especially with this influx of people coming in now. And so if that money can be, some of that money can be set aside for that, I'm in agreement with him on that, too. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. There was someone else with a question.
Yes, Mayor.
Yes.
This is Daly. The sooner we can get going, we had our council meeting last night. We really would like to get going on that building for somewhere to put people, because we've already been asked by Peter Pan if we could rent out our community center to them on the 6th of June, because they have a charter coming in, and then also the regular flight comes in, and we just have no place to put people. I mean, it's nice and all to have left airlines come in here, but when we run out of places in this COVID-19 thing, it's scary. We're going to have so many people, you know, wandering around here with no place to go. Connie and Chris are closing the Barefoot. They don't want to have that open. I mean, our options are very few. So I'm just, you know, pleading on Cold Bay's case that we need to start working on something as soon as possible, just so you know.
Thank you, Daly. And that is something that's been in the works, and Annie is working with the Cold Bay administrator, and we'll have something to bring back to you as soon as we get it all ironed out. So before Paul, there was one other. Was it Josie?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm just wondering if the rules on how the CARES Act funds can be spent, are those ever changing? They're already just done, or are we looking forward to any additions or amendments to what we already have right now, the limitations that we have?
So this is Annie. That is $1 million question. I don't know. The guidance that we've received from the U.S. Treasury, from AML, from Brad Gilman's office, is what we've got presented to us at this moment. But as you know, almost everything related to COVID-19 seems to change very frequently. So as of right now, we're going off of what's before us. If it does change, then I think we'll just have to reference that as of this date, this was in place and this is why we're doing this. For instance, with the school conversion, we've been working with Joe Levesque's office on this and making sure that our justification shows that this is truly COVID-19 related and stuff like that, so we have good backup on our end to defend ourselves if it ever came to that. But as for things changing, I mean, your guess is as good as mine. We don't know, but we are going off of what we have currently, and then if we have to adjust, we will. But I think we have a good argument to state as of May 28th, 2020, this was in effect, and this is why we did it. So I think legally we'd be able to back ourselves up on that.
Okay.
Thank you, Annie.
Thank you. Paul?
Yeah, while you were talking about the airport, I'll just pass along two quick items. Well, I was at the airport yesterday. That's, I don't know if they called him the manager. His boss was in town, too. But I just said, is there anything that you might be going to ask the borough if we enter into a negotiation with you of immediate concern and things that were, that I didn't hear yet? He said, yes, we need we need an immediate place to put baggage. We're kind of overloaded with baggage. It does end up getting stacked on.
Okay. So, and this was, you were talking to the TSA people? Paul.
Hello?
Huh? Annie, are you still on here?
Yeah, I'm still here. I think Paul dropped off. I heard a beep.
Oh, okay. We lost him. I wasn't sure. I wasn't clear on who he had talked to. He kind of garbled when he started. So...
I think he said one of the Alaska Airlines representatives at the that's working here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, for now, I'll leave that up to Annie maybe to contact her counterpart there that she works with Alaska, and they can give her an update on this or whatever. That's fine with everyone? Any other comments on Resolution 2066? Okay. Hearing none, we'll call the question on Resolution 2066.
Denise?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Josie?
Yes.
Just make sure we lost them. Paul? Haley?
Yes.
Samantha?
No, she left.
Oh, she left.
Probably at the airport.
And just so everyone knows, I mean, this has been a whirlwind work in progress getting the terminal in Cold Bay open. It's been a huge task for the staff of the Aleutians East Borough, Annie in particular, working very long hours with all of the parties, the state of Alaska, TSA, FAA, City of Cold Bay, you know, all the landowners, everyone else, to get this in place, and we understand the importance of it, especially with what's going on, you know, all the way out west of Cold Bay also. So, and understanding that, you know, at some point here, the weather's going to get bad, winter's coming on, knowing that there's not a lot of space in Cold Bay to put people up when they do get stranded there. So this is... a fairly high priority that we've been talking about quite a bit in office here on how to deal with this. So just so everyone knows, it's forefront for us, and everyone's working quite hard on it to get it taken care of. And then we'll see what we can do with the baggage issue.
Hey, Alvin?
Go ahead.
Hey, I just had one other question on the terminal, since we're on the terminal. It was kind of brought to my attention, and I don't know if anybody else was aware of it. I haven't been through the new terminal yet, but somebody was saying that the ladies' bathroom has a really strong sewer smell, and I don't know if that's something that got fixed or if the administration knew about that or what.
Yeah, it's something that we can check on. It's not really part of our agenda here. So, Dr. Bill, we'll look into it. Thank you for that. Okay, with that, we're on item 8, which is new business. City of Sandpoint, Anchorage Airport Interdiction Team Officer. This was brought up at our last month, or earlier this month, I guess. So it's, as it stands, is a discussion item. Yes. Annie?
Yes, Mayor, Acting Assembly. So, yes, the last meeting, the City of Sandpoint Anchorage Airport Interdiction Team Officer was on the agenda. We brought this back to
for you upon your request with additional information, which is in the packet, but the City of Sandpoint is requesting $92,162 from the borough to fund an officer of the Anchorage Airport Interdiction Team, funding this position. For some other questions that were asked is in here about who funds the position, what does the position do, et cetera. So that's in here for your review. If you do choose to fund this, what we are recommending is that we appropriate funds from the project contingency line item, and this can be done via motion by the assembly. Now, Scott, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Thank you, Annie. I don't know really where this is going to go, but so the City of Sandpoint submitted the City of Sandpoint Anchorage Airport Interdiction Team Officer request under Community Grant Request Program well after the March 16th deadline. This would normally make this request ineligible and not qualify for this budget cycle. However, after reviewing the letter from the State of Alaska regarding the effectiveness of having Investigator Sleese assigned to the Anchorage Airport Interdiction Team and the amount of drugs being stopped from entering and being removed from the AEB, I feel the request by the City of Sandpoint should be considered because it benefits all of the Aleutians East Borough communities. If the Assembly chooses to fund this position, I recommend it being funded from the project contingency line rather than the $225,000 that has been recommended for appropriations in the FY21 community budget request process. So if the Assembly chooses to fund this budget request, a motion will need to be made appropriating $93,162 from the project contingency line item for this project. The City of Sandpoint will still be required to enter in a grant agreement for the appropriations of the fund. So with that, I'll open it up to the Assembly.
Mr. Mayor, Paul's back. My last words were vending machine. But anyway, I'll make that motion that you read out. I'll move that. We appropriate that amount of money from that source.
Okay, we have a motion by Paul Geno.
This is Carol. I'll second it.
Okay. Thank you, Carol. So we have a motion on the floor and a second to appropriate $93,162 from the project contingency line item for the Sandpoint request. Discussion on this item? Annie, did you want to add anything first before we go on?
No, I have nothing else to add.
Unless
anyone has any questions.
Okay.
This is Chris here.
Go ahead, Chris.
So, this I'm in full support of this. I just want to make sure that we're doing it right. So, all of this is on the agenda as to, I mean, everybody knows where we're going to be appropriating the money from and all that. It's not something that has to be put on another agenda and voted on since this is a special meeting.
Go ahead, Annie.
Oh, no, go for it.
No, this is, this was brought up at the last meeting, and it got put on the agenda. So basically, it got put on the agenda and expecting to get a motion to bring it on the floor. In the budget that we just passed during the second reading, There is money in the in this line item, our contingency fund, so it's covered as far as funding. We don't have to go back in and reappropriate monies anywhere. It's in a line item that we can use and was identified by administration.
Okay, no, I just wanted to make sure, like I said, I support it. I wanted to make sure that it wasn't something that was going to be held up until our July meeting or something, because I know we're not going to have anything in June. So thanks for clarifying that, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Other comments from the Assembly?
This is Carol.
Mayor. This is Daly again.
Carol has the floor.
Okay. I just want to say I'm all for this motion. I think that having Investigator Sleaze in Anchorage has helped the whole borough, not just one community. It's helped the whole borough, and that's what we need. We need somebody looking out for everybody. So I'm in total support of this.
Okay. Thank you. Daly.
Yeah, I just want to say, yes, I'm in support of, you know, that. I'm a little bit confused, though, because you said, okay, so the city of Sandpoint, you said, requested this, but it's going to come out of borough funds? Is that, what is the, I'm just a little confused.
Okay, so basically what happened was as we went through community grant requests, which the deadline was March 16th, City of Sandpoint did not submit and the required time frame to fall in under the community grant request. But then after we got, you know, looking at the letter that we got from the state of Alaska, or Department of Public Safety, which everyone should have gotten, that outlined the amount of work that this drug officer has been doing. He's stationed in Anchorage. You know, not only Lucian G's Borough, he's done drug busts for Kodiak, I think alcohol busts for communities that are dry elsewhere. So it's kind of, you know, it is sponsored by the city of Sandpoint, and Annie can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this originally started under a grant program by the government. And then after so many years, the city had to take over it. And the borough did provide funding for this position last year. And when it came back this year, it came again under the community grant program. When I was looking at it, I looked at it as, well, wait a minute. This is a borough-wide issue. It shouldn't even be under the community grant funding, you know, for that reason. I look at the community grant funding projects as something that benefits your community, like the ones that we have. People are building a tsunami center for their safety and well-being. There's people putting in for grants for projects or heavy equipment to help pay for them. To me, those are the community grant items. This is like a borough-wide item and shouldn't really be underneath community grants. So looking at it that way, we could take the money out of the one line item that we have to fund it, looking at it as benefiting each and every community. So when you look at it that way, there's like six communities. That's like, what, $15,000 a community or a little bit more. I think it's, in my opinion, is money well spent, but shouldn't submit Sandpoint to using their ability to get a community grant by using this as a community grant item. It's I don't think it belongs under there. And if it stayed under community grant, it would be denied as coming in past the deadline. That answer your question?
Okay. Yeah, that answers my question. I was just a little confused on where, you know, why Sandpoint was in, you know, the city and this and that. So, yeah, that clears it up for me. But, yeah, I'm all for it. I mean, with the Alaska Airlines again coming into Kobe twice a week, you know, with people for everywhere, I mean, you know, it's going to benefit the whole Aleutians East. So, yep, I'm for that.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments? Okay. Hearing none. Question on the motion?
Carol?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Josie?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
Samantha?
She's not there.
Oh, I keep calling Samantha. Samantha's unavailable. Daly?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carries.
Okay, everyone. That was the only item we had under old business. Thank you for that. So our next meeting date will be July 9th, which is the second Thursday of July. We don't have any other business before us at this time, so I need a motion to adjourn.
This is Josie
Warren.
Okay. Thank you, Warren and Josie. Hey, everybody, enjoy the rest of their day. Have a good afternoon. Thank you.